Welcome to No Quarter, it's episode 21.
Hey, it's a motherfucking video game podcast.
Yay.
Indeed it is. Yay. It's also old enough to drink now and play mature rated games. And then some.
And gamble.
And
rated M
for do all fucks. That stuff that adult podcasts do.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wait, that didn't sound right.
What? Oh.
We may be explicit, but this is not an adult podcast.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Sure.
Is it?
I don't know. Shit. We're all adults
here.
I
hope not. Anyway, I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And what we do here at No Quarters, we talk about video games, in case you hadn't guessed. We tend to play a lot, give kind of sort of reviews, and we might even throw some news in there at some point. You know.
News you've already heard.
We're just going to sit
there. News that will be old.
Yeah. We only do this once a month, so we don't tend to do too much timely news.
Yes, but you
but you things that we feel like bullshitting about.
Yeah, you obviously want our opinion on the news.
I know.
Even if it's not new.
All the fan has demanded it, so.
Exactly.
We will deliver for that fan. So, what should we start off with?
Oh, how about we do like we normally do and pick the newest game we've actually played?
Well, yeah, well, this is a game we have all played.
What?
Yeah, you don't know Jack.
I don't.
But Harlow picked it up.
I did, because I am a huge fan of the old series.
Well, you love you some trivia.
Well, that too. I love irreverent trivia even more.
Well, reverent trivia is for old people and suckas. And
yeah, stuff. It's for people that go to bars and take trivia way too seriously. So
yeah, and scream at you if you pull out your cell phone to
right.
answer
You're
a call.
You're cheating! Yeah.
I have friends who actually got kicked out of a competition because one guy texted his wife.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
And the lady who was running it was just like, you disgust me. Get the fuck out of here. And
that's
he's like,
kind of awesome.
He's like, I can show you the text to my wife if you no. like. She's like, I don't want to hear your excuses. Get out. He's like,
wow.
We'll pay for the picture. We don't care. But anyway, they won't do that to you and you don't know Jack.
No, but they will sometimes insult you.
Yes.
All the time.
All the time.
Yeah, pretty much all the time.
Sometimes
even when you get it right, you'll be insulted.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Yeah. So going back, if you don't know, it was a mid to late 90s PC
1995.
Okay, so 1995 PC CD-ROM game.
Man,
didn't really feature any kind of full motion video or anything. It was just mostly text and a full voice soundtrack featuring Cookie Masterson, who's actually the actual designer of the game, the creator of the game.
Whose name is probably not Cookie Masterson.
No, it's not. It's
Cookie Fortune Cookie Masterson.
Yes. No, but yeah, so they just guide you through. You play various pop culture spin trivia things. They're mostly traditional trivia questions, just blanketed into something to make it funny and pop culture related. So
the presentation is really good on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's really fun.
Yeah, it's always been fun. You know, they back in the old day, you had standard You Don't Know Jack Volume 1, 2, 3, however many they did. And then they started to come out with some, you know, just TV, just movies, just sports ones and things like that.
Which is how all trivia things tend to go.
So, mm-hmm. you know, but then it's kind of been a long dead series. I don't know when the last actual official release was, but it went web only for a while, flash based. And now it's back in, you know, official.
Back in Jack.
You know, official. Take home DVD, pop in your Xbox or PS3, I think, in computer. And yeah.
Does it come for PC also?
Maybe. Don't quote me on that. I don't have facts. Facts are.
Yeah. Actually, it probably did because that's where the roots were.
Yeah.
No Quarters, where preparedness is essential.
Sorry, I threw a curveball at you. I know.
Yeah. Well, I started to get into the history of it, my history of it, but. Anyway, so yes, I have a long-standing love of this series, so...
And yes, it is on PC.
Yeah, and so it came out, it's a value price game, it's $30 on the Xbox, and...
That's
so
a good
I was
price.
Like, yes, this is happening. And,
That was a well-spent $30.
I think so. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of game for $30. It's deceptively, like, when you get it, you're like, oh... You know, because you don't... You can replay episodes, but the questions don't change. I mean, there are set episodes of...
That's the thing that kind of... I guess it's kind of good, but it's kind of also to the game's detriment, is that it's not randomized.
Right, but at the same time, I mean, there are 73 episodes on the disc, and...
Each one has, what, 10 questions?
Yeah, 10
plus
questions.
The bonus round
thing. Yeah, and then there's a ring-in bonus round thing at the end. So, I've been playing it a lot in the last, since it came out, and I'm halfway through. I'm halfway through. I've still got plenty more episodes to go.
Yeah, and you figure each one takes, what, 15 to 20 minutes?
Yeah, give or take.
Yeah, so that's... That's a hefty bit of game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for $30.
And there are DLC packs. One's out right now. They're going to be $5 a piece, and they add 10 more episodes. Three planned at least, because there's already achievements out for all three episodes, even though the first one's only the only one available right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I predict that they're going to, if this game sells well enough and if the DLCs sell well enough, they'll probably do sort of catered packs like sports trivia pack.
I hope so.
And, you know, nerd trivia pack. And
well, it
makes sense.
It kind of feels like a Rock Band sort of thing. Like, here's your thing to launch it, and then everything else can be DLC based. So,
well, that seems to be a pretty good strategy.
Yeah, because, so I mean, and even more so than Rock Band, it's, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, other than new little intro bumpers and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know,
they can add that stuff in with the patch, though. At least I imagine
they could. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's like, other than, hey, it's been 2 years, here's a whole new big bunch of things for $30. You know, what else are they really going to do to improve the series? Because
I'll admit I had fun with it, but up to a certain point.
That's because we're trivia masters and you're
playing
a fucking
YouTube
idiot.
Assholes sucks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that buzz-in thing, I don't know how you do it. I honestly, like, the word would half be on the screen. I would hit the button, and yet it would always credit BJ or Harlow every single time.
Your brain is slower.
I am older
and dumber,
and apparently I thought wiser.
Yeah,
but
you're supposed
not.
To be wiser.
You may be wiser, but you're not smarter.
I'm older and slower, apparently.
Yes,
but yeah. So
Harlow tried out for Jeopardy.
That's
true. That gives you an idea.
But it was funny because T-Straw and I were fighting for third place every game, while you guys were.
But the funny thing is like T-Straw loves playing it though. Like he's
the worst.
He can lose every time and still like, all right, you want to do one more?
Well, that's the thing, is it's still fun. And I mean, it's not all the jokes hit, but there are so many jokes that there are enough that do that you get a genuine laugh out of a lot of them.
And they have a good sense of self-awareness when they tell a bad joke. There's usually a rim shot or, you know, actual booing noise or something along those lines. So they know when they're making a bad joke. So. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, you can't, the presentation is terrific on it.
Yeah.
And it's just a really fun party game. I definitely enjoyed playing that more than seeing it.
Yeah.
Even though seeing it, since it's mostly movie trivia, I'm a lot better at that.
Right.
But I still.
Oh yeah. You don't know Jack movies back when it was out. Oh,
yeah.
Forget it. Mm-hmm. I loved that one.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see how often they update it, because I mean, even though, yes, you've got your $30 original pack and DLC, but there's jokes and references that are already going to be dated in a year that are in there, you know? So, I mean, it's pretty up to date, but I'll be curious to see how long it takes them to put out another one.
Yeah. But if it somehow did well enough that you get a yearly thing, I wouldn't mind that at all.
Yeah. Especially for $30.
Right. So anyway,
yeah.
The only other thing I really want to touch on that is I think it might be my favorite collection of achievements, just names and concepts of achievements in any game ever.
I do like the Social Outcast one.
Yeah, Social Outcast.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, play five games, single-player games on a Friday or Saturday night. It's cumulative. You don't have to do it all in one swoop.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There's the hidden achievement, which, spoiler alert, it's the one secret achievement in the whole game. If you have a Kinect or maybe a headset, I don't know. You have to have some sort of mic input on your system. Mm-hmm. If you laugh at an easy joke, it's an achievement.
Oh, that's why you guys kept doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I have the Kinect microphone turned off, which is probably why.
Possibly.
It never plunked for me.
Yeah, there's something where, I don't know if it's a specific one, but yeah, it's just laugh at a kind of a terrible joke. And
really?
That's the one secret achievement in the entire game.
That's kind of awesome. There's one for 4th of July, right?
Yes, there's one called Turncoat, which is play a game on the 4th of July instead of celebrating America.
That's kind of awesome.
That's so good.
Love when video games do that.
Yeah.
Well,
isn't there still another, there's a... like Battlefield Bad Company achievement or something like that.
Oh, you're thinking of the Brothers in Arms.
Yeah, Brothers in Arms playing on the, was it?
Is it not, it's not D-Day, is it?
No, it's something else.
Oh, I don't know.
It's something in September. I can't remember what it is, though, exactly.
Veterans Day?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's an anniversary of something.
Yeah, something that happened in the game.
It gives you like 50 gamer score, because that's the only time I've ever put the game in.
Right.
I got the game for like $10. I put it in that day because I think Major Nelson posted it.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've ever played it.
Yeah, there's some other funny achievements. I mean, there's a wacky, I think, the only thing I can think of is that it's World of Warcraft related, because there's a question that was making puns about different acronyms with W in it, and I got the Goblet of Fire one. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't tell you what the achievement, just like obtain the elusive Goblet of Fire, or Gauntlet of Fire, or something like that. I think, yeah, Gauntlet of Fire. Mm. And the only thing I can think is it was because it was a Warcraft related question or something. I don't know.
Some of the negative ones are hard. Like there was the one, what was it, with the bonus round where it'll give like a word. It plays a word association game, right, which is the one where you have to buzz in quickly, and I'm fucking terrible at it apparently.
Yeah.
But it will say, you know, like it'll say Bart Simpson, and then it'll say a bunch of TV moms, and then eventually it'll say Marge, and that's when you're supposed to buzz in. But each one you get wrong, you lose 5,000 or 4,000?
4,000.
Yeah, isn't the achievement to lose a million?
Yes, get negative million in the Jack Attack, the final round.
Which basically means you have to get everything wrong except the correct one.
Yeah, you need to be banging on the button and stop every time a new answer comes up. It's better if you know the answers. Like, play one you know the answers to, so you know what you're looking for to not answer.
Yeah, but that's just kind of crazy. And they also have the wrong answer.
Yeah, the wrong answer bonus of the game. Thing. Yeah, that one's fun.
Because they have like a sponsor for each thing. It'll be like a furniture store, or, you know, there's one, I think it was for a funeral services. Mm-hmm. And so one of the wrong answers eventually is going to have something to do with death, or
they're usually pretty funny too,
or something. Yeah. And
but like one of them was just first one that comes off the top of my head was there was one. It was like Bob's Designer Body Bags was the sponsor of the game.
Yeah.
And it was all of these acronyms, or one of these acronyms you will actually see at a wedding planner. And it was like WTF, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. STD for save, you know, which is the right answer. It'd say save the date. And one of them was DOA.
Yeah.
And that was the wrong answer of the game. And yeah. So
you get extra bonus points for that. I guess there's an achievement for getting all of them across every episode. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. That one's a little tough.
Cause some, like, usually we would go, oh damn it. When we saw it after, cause you're always trying to buzz in so quickly to be ahead of it.
And yeah. I've found that 9 times out of 10, it's going to be on one where everybody's going to go, I know the answer and I'm just looking for it. Yeah, like it's going to be an easy question, and your instinct is going to be hit the right answer as soon as you see it. And then you look over and go, shit, there's the wrong answer.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
But there were a few where we were like, which one was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's probably like a second playthrough type of thing, because you're going to want to play through and figure them out.
Yeah, I'd be curious how much you retain after you've gone all the way through all 73 episodes.
If you were
to go back to episode one, how much of that you would
probably remember? Not a lot. But yeah, I mean, at least it keeps track of which ones you've won and which ones you haven't. So,
well, yeah, I'm just trying to think of replay value at a certain point.
Right. Yeah. So it's fun, and you can't really lose for $30.
Yeah.
Probably soon to be even more discounted. But
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Glad they put it out for $30, and it's fun and it's funny, because that was my worry, is that the jokes just weren't going to hit, which there are still some that don't.
But, yeah, that's true.
But there were quite a few where we were like. And the commercials that they play like during the credits.
Yeah, you need to pay attention to those.
That is probably the funniest stuff in the game.
Yep. I enjoy the total package.
You get an achievement for sitting through the credits.
Yeah.
At the end of an episode. Long-ass
credits one time.
Yeah.
God, they were long. But at least there's entertaining stuff in the background.
This is true.
Yes. The one time that credits have been worth it.
Yeah.
I know last time I was trying to get the 5 single-player games. Was the one time I got invited to play it on Xbox Live. I was like, oh.
Is that Chuck?
No. Yeah. And then they were also getting angry at me for doing the same thing of ringing in really quick in the Jack Attack. Which I think I think was a combination of, you know, I'm naturally pretty decent at that.
And you also probably have the best connection.
Yeah. So I didn't want to tell them that part. I was like, yeah, no, I'm awesome. Yeah, that's it. Forget my 50 megabit internet connection.
You fucking LPB.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, after we played that, the one that we got the group together, BJ and I played some Dead Space Extraction.
We did. We extracted.
On the PlayStation Move.
On the move. We liked to move it.
I'm just going to say it now. The Move was designed for rail shooters.
God, yeah.
It works so damn well. It really did.
Pretty good.
Pretty good? What are you talking about?
Pretty good.
BJ is... not happy with that it's not an exact aiming science, but what you fail to understand is there's nothing that...
no problems whatsoever. No,
I'm just saying what he always fails to... Nah, I don't know where he's going to go. I'm just going to defuse the bomb a little bit. Because you're going to have your 2 cents. But yeah, it's hard to get a natural like bullseye where you think you should have a bullseye.
Oh, no. I wasn't even going to mention that.
But the one-to-one tracking is amazing for it. Like,
yeah.
If you get used to where it wants you to aim... then the tracking is really good.
I mean, it's for a motion tracking type game, I guess it is really good. I don't know. Maybe I just expect better things out of the technology that we have. But it still seems kind of a little bit laggy. And it's not bad. You know, it's better than the fucking Wii.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't played a Wii game in a while.
It's miles better than the Wii, but...
God, I wish they would put
it's
out...
still, I mean...
House of the Dead Overkill
on the PS3.
What I was about to say.
Damn it. Yeah. I do have to say this about the Move. They need to find a way to get away from that giant fucking ball on the front of the controller. It seems like it's... I don't know. It seems enormous, and it doesn't seem like they need something that monstrous. Maybe they do, but I wish they would get away from that ball being that big. Just it's kind of obnoxious to me. It's not a deal breaker. You don't mind it because whatever.
Because whatever. Because I don't mind it. Because whatever. Yeah. There's your box.
I don't mind it because I don't mind it. PlayStation Move.
I was gonna say something disparaging, but I gave up on it
halfway through.
Yeah.
But no, Dead Space Extraction. It's a fun game.
Yeah, it actually is a pretty fun game. There's a lot of silly shit you can do.
I just wish each person's reticle was a bit smaller.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like you almost couldn't see what you were shooting because your reticle was so freaking big.
Yeah, if there was less going on with the reticle. Yeah,
and with two of us shooting at the same time, it got a little...
Chaotic. It was hard to figure out what was going on. Yeah. And we were using... They have this telekinetic grab thing, and we were just
spamming it everywhere. Exactly,
spamming it on everything.
Once we realized that it was grabbing random stuff
that everywhere. You never saw.
Yeah, that we... Yeah.
Yeah. You picked up this. You picked up this.
Yes, it was basically a battle to grab the most stuff.
Which is shared, and which kind of just made it funny that you were...
And I think we won. Yeah. We each won.
Well, I just love thinking about the guys in the game that were talking to us and giving us instructions.
Jesus God, stop it. Just stop. Stop using telekinesis, you fucking ass. People are dying here, and all you care about is grabbing the letter off the table.
I'm turning your... telekinesis shit off. Just go over there. Go over in the corner.
Extract, damn it.
Yeah, but that game's fun, just especially for people that have played Dead Space 1, because it gives the whole setup from beforehand, and it's fun to see everyone just losing their shit, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know anything about any of the Dead Space.
Oh, so that's a prequel. I thought that was the in-the-middle game. Was that... What, didn't they have an in-the-middle?
No, that's like all the shit that's going on.
Okay.
Like on the Ishimura and all that. Right. You know, and you eventually have to go down to the colony. Like that's...
Okay. Well, wasn't there a Dead Space bridging game between 1 and 2?
No, there was... well, there was the downloadable one, like the pre-order bonus.
Okay.
Ignition.
Ah,
which had three little puzzle games, and Ignition's crap. I didn't even talk about it last episode. Yeah, no, okay. But yeah,
I was just clearing... I don't know why I thought
it... If I didn't get it for free, I would be pissed.
Okay.
Like, even if I had spent $5 on it, because it's fucking terrible. The only thing it's worth is bonuses in the game, like better armor and a few weapons that are good. But eventually you get stuff that's better than that anyway, so it's kind of...
You know. Okay, then.
Yeah, but that's like the bridging one. And then, of course, they have all that anime stuff. Like, they have the...
Yay!
I don't even know. There's like 3 or 4 of them now. It's kind of crazy, like how that universe has exploded into all these different things. Where all I really care about is the main game.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah, I was going to say the story really wasn't what made that fun to me. It's just like, I get to stop on dudes and cut arms and legs off.
Yeah.
With a bolt cutter.
The atmosphere is more, you know, definitely more exciting for that game.
Okay.
And I played a little bit more Dead Space 2, building up achievement stuff. Basically,
because that's what you do.
Yeah, because the new game plus, and it's just fun to go back through on easy mode and just annihilate everything. And use stasis all the time. And I actually played some multiplayer on that too, a few rounds.
Yeah.
Which is basically Left 4 Dead, except in space.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, the other people get to play as the necromorphs?
Yeah, you get to choose which type of necromorph you want to be. So you can be the little kids that'll claw at your face, or you can be the things that shoot at people, and you know, all that stuff. So it was, I guess either I was on good teams or I'm really good at it. I'm not sure which. But I know it was incredibly easy to team kill everyone that was on your team, especially when you got little baby things jumping on the dude's head. So I'm like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. So I just started unloading the unloading the plasma cannon or whatever into the dude. And
nice.
Yeah. The guy's like, the fuck are you doing, man? I was like, you had that thing on you. It was killing you. He's like, you did more damage to me than that thing did. He's like, I'm going to boot you. I'm like, no, no, I didn't mean it honest. I'm not trying to. And then, of course, I immediately killed somebody else right after that because a necromorph jumped on their face. And so I'm just shooting at their head, trying to shoot the thing off.
So you got booted?
No, because we won somehow.
Oh.
You're team killing fucktard. I'm a game.
Yeah. But yeah, I promptly left the lobby. As soon as we got credit, I was like, okay, I'm out.
The only thing you could have done better than that would be turn your Kinect mic on and just have a loud conversation.
I finally ended up playing a game with somebody that did that. And God.
Oh, like they had their Kinect mic on and they were talking to somebody at their house?
It picks up everything in the room.
Oh,
all the ambient sound, their little kid starts crying.
All the video game sound.
All the game music.
Train goes by.
So I officially apologize to anybody that was stuck in a game with me where my Kinect mic was on, because I wanted to go through the internet and hurt that guy.
Why didn't you just mute him?
Because you have to pause the game to do that.
And then you get killed.
Yeah, and then you die.
Like a baby.
Okay.
I don't like to die in games. Yeah. But anyway.
Right. So, speaking of multiplayers.
Multiplayers.
I played a lot of multiplayer games, which is unusual for me.
Congratulations.
Where to start?
Why is that unusual?
Because I don't usually do that. I don't play that much multiplayer in a month. I've played more multiplayer in this last month than I probably did all of last year.
Really?
Seriously. I mean, you and I played some Assassin's Creed Brotherhood multi, which I'll save for our new speed round that we have. But during the double experience weekend, I went back and revisited COD Blops, Call of Duty Black Ops.
That's right, you borrowed my copy of the Blops.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to play it that weekend, and I just sort of, I kind of power gamed it that weekend, and got up to, I think, level 28?
God.
From nothing? Yeah, I mean...
You, sir, are crazy.
Granted, it was double experience, but yeah, I kind of got in the zone for it for a little bit.
So you got up to level 14?
What? Oh, yes, otherwise.
Okay,
but, yeah. Still. So yeah, it's still fun. I mean, it's, you know, I think it's more that I've fallen out of love with that kind of game than it's bad. Because I do think they fixed some of the balance things from what I felt my brief time with Modern Warfare 2. It doesn't seem like quite the grenade launcher/RPG fest that it was. Because there's really nothing more annoying in a game like that than running towards another team to do something. And you turn the corner and there's six guys and they just all launch explosive shit at you. You know, I mean,
boo.
Yeah. That's just really annoying.
Yeah, there's a lot of people seem to like it better that I've talked to, especially a lot of people like you that hated Modern Warfare 2 for being so unbalanced.
Yeah.
Towards higher level people. They said a lot of them really like COD Blops a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like Modern Warfare 2. It's like if you got to a certain level, it's like you could turn on person tracking. So you kind of had a, you could get a, tracker on your gun, know the guy's coming around the corner. You could double load your, carry two main weapons with rocket, grenade launchers on them. So you had three rounds there. So you're just walking around like an, walking explosive guy. And so it's just like, I know exactly where you are. And rather than use skill and shoot you, I'm just going to launch something and blow you up, in your general vicinity. And that gets old really quick.
Yeah, apparently what I've heard is a lot of people will spam grenades right at the beginning of the match.
That still kind of happens, especially in territory areas.
Mm-hmm. Where they know where everyone's spawning, pretty much.
Yeah, or in a domination match where you're both kind of going for objective B, which is generally in the middle of the map.
Mm-hmm.
But it makes it fun. Like, it's difficult to take that center point. But then you can also use the strategy of hey, I'm going to run around and take their position A that's, behind B, and therefore make them go, oh shit, we're getting, and break them up, flank them kind of so that they don't all...
Wait, you mean use strategy?
Yes, a little bit of strategy.
Teamwork? What?
A little bit, yeah.
What?
But yeah,
that's not right.
Doesn't happen in COD Blops, man.
So I think the nicest thing that they got away from Modern Warfare 2 is you're no longer really locked into needing a level to get something. You just need enough Call of Duty points to unlock a perk or a weapon. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are certain guns and things that are still locked out until a certain level, but all of the kill streak things that can be totally game changing that you'd have to wait till you're level 50 to get before, now you can purchase in a couple levels with getting enough points. So you can do like the dog strikes and things like that that are really, really powerful.
Dog strike?
Yeah, like, well, like calling a pack of dogs, basically.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you
That's an option? That's an option.
Yeah. That was in World at War also.
Yeah.
See you guys later. I'm going to play this game. I'm going to sick wild dogs on people.
There are a lot of kill streaks. There's probably at least a dozen different kill streak rewards.
Now, can you, you have to, but that has to be in one match. You can't stretch your kill streaks across.
No, I mean kill streak in one life. Like 15
that's,
kills in a
that's
row.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like if you don't die during a match. No.
It's only keeps it.
Apparently,
it's not persistent.
Get one kill per match.
They're supposed to be like you're supposed to like. Let's say you continue playing with the same group of people, and you like say you had a, you know, a why can't I think of like a spy plane? You know, where it shows everybody's position, and you didn't use it. It's supposed to carry over to the next match. I didn't see that happen. At least not for me.
Because maybe you didn't do anything good enough to get that.
Spy plane. No, I had it, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, I finished the match, and I didn't see it wasn't there as an option, but it says.
Did you do any wager matches?
No, I didn't really get into that. I did
some. What's a wager match? You wager some of your XP.
Yeah, basically you gamble your points that your team will win.
That's kind of an interesting idea.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing though, like
which would completely ruin me.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it'd be more fun if you had somebody like clan versus clan kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
if you knew what your team was going to be.
Yeah, when you're just jumping in with random people, probably not a good idea. Because sometimes I get on your team.
Isn't there a like a death match.
There's all kinds
of free for all that you can do wager.
There's all kinds of crazy modes.
Because knowing you, you'd probably would be fine.
I love objective. I've gotten, if I play any kind of multiplayer like that, I like objection based. I like go to objective base and go objection. But no,
really like Phoenix Wright. Huh?
I like to go and capture a place and try to hold it, or the Counter-Strike model, like go plant a bomb, defuse a bomb, something like that. I don't just like to run, kill person on another team. That's really, really boring to me now. So,
you have transcended the
just death matches.
You have
death
moved on to boring. The next level.
I wish Capture the Flag would make a comeback. I mean that's just still. I mean that I know it got where it was in every fucking game, but Capture the Flag is fun.
Turok, man, we need to play some Turok.
I'm just saying, like that. Like
yeah, Team Fortress is pretty much the only one. Team Fortress 2.
Yeah,
is really that's kind of the only game in town for that. And
yeah,
I don't even recognize that game anymore. All the hats and all sorts of weird bizarreness and sandwiches, and I don't know what the fuck they're doing in that game.
Ah, sandwich.
They still have money left over to buy sandwich.
Yeah, they just keep updating shit.
They put more sandwich.
A little heavy.
BJ, you've been playing some Blops, right?
I have been playing some Blops, the single player, because I don't typically play the multiplayer on these games.
It's scary, but the promise of dogs might change that.
Yeah. Promise of dogs.
I don't think it's that hard to get. I think it's like a 7 kill streak.
I've gotten the dog one, so it is not that hard to get.
And there's one of the perks you can take that bumps the kill streak down by one, which doesn't sound like a lot.
That's assuming that I'm going to get any kills or any points.
Well, basically there are three.
You don't know how bad I am at these games.
Just camp.
I'm just going to quickly explain. You
camp and shoot.
Three kill streaks that are you can activate for any match. So typically you want one that's like just one or two, and that's usually a spy plane, maybe a napalm run, and then your big bad call out a helicopter, call out dogs, call out something like that.
We're going to take baby steps. Just killing somebody in a game.
Right.
But I've been playing the single player, and as usual, I'm pretty terrible at it, but I'm getting better.
You're further than I got.
Yeah, amazingly, I'm further than you are. I managed to play one level through sort of in the way that you're not supposed to. There's a level where you're supposed to kick some napalm barrels down a hill.
The one I quit on.
I managed to shoot my way through it somehow through just sheer determination. Because I was playing on normal and not veteran like Mackie.
Yeah, because I'm stupid.
Pretty much.
I can admit it.
But
and insane.
I don't know. It's a shooting dudes game, and it's really, it's really well done. But I mean, I'm enjoying playing through the Cold War, I guess. But it's kind of the same way I felt about Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, which is it's just really, really well done.
War.
Yeah, really done, really well done, that sort of game. And, as long as it doesn't get too kind of crazy annoying like that one silo level, I think in Modern Warfare 2.
I think it's in
Call
of Duty 4.
Yeah. Okay.
The War Room one.
Yeah, I think that was it, where you're timed
fighting in the war room.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're timed and going through the silo and trying to, yeah.
Yep, and if you don't get through fast enough, you don't get a checkpoint.
Right.
Yeah, that was misery,
that level. Yeah, that one. As long as there's nothing like that, I think I'll be fine. But I am kind of getting the itch to do some multiplayer shooting dudes. I don't know why, but I think it's just...
It's the promise of possibly calling out dogs. It's
promise of dogs, but I was getting the itch.
I'll say calling in helicopters is kind of awesome, too.
I was getting the itch before, you know, knowing that I could call out dogs, and I don't know why. Maybe it's the fact that I've seen Harlow playing some multiplayer games, and I'm like, man, that actually looks like it's...
You should give it a try. Because you know me, I'm not big on multiplayer very much. I've come around to it a little bit more, but like back in the day, I played a hell of a lot of Call of Duty 4 and a lot of World at War and had fun even when I wasn't, you know, even close to being the leader in kills or anything like that.
As long as it's not the rape experience that I got the first time I played Counter-Strike, then I think I'll be okay.
No, it's a lot more arcadey feeling.
Well, that's good.
And you spawn quickly, so it's not like Counter-Strike where it's like, oh, that was a fun 20 seconds of running wherever.
I don't think I ever made it 20 seconds in Counter-Strike. It's like, as soon as my head pokes out from behind spawning.
It is liberated from your body.
It's liberated, right. But nice. But no, I do want to play, and I meant to get into some last night. I wasted last night. Totally and completely, and so I apologize to video games for that.
Video games forgives you as long as you play later.
I'll probably play some when I get home, because I can stay up till all hours of the night.
I don't know how you do it, sir.
That's because my job is really easy.
That's a good way to do it, then.
Yep.
So, I played another war game.
You did?
I did.
Oh, I know which one.
That would be the massive action game.
Oh, you played Mag.
I did.
Wait. On a PlayStation 3?
Yeah, I know.
Wait, there's multiplayer?
They have games, actually, on that system. It's not just for Blu-rays anymore.
Really? They have multiplayer on the PlayStation 3? That's awesome.
Yeah, and I didn't even have to pay for it. My yearly subscription.
But it doesn't come with a headset. How do you talk to people?
Bluetooth.
Oh, so like any old Bluetooth?
Any old Bluetooth.
Bluetooth.
Any old Bluetooth.
See what I mean? Sony's hardware. They did everything exactly how they were supposed to.
I know.
Why are they not more popular?
But, okay, so Mag. I kind of got talked into it two Bamfcast alums, Luis and Tobias, both picked up Mag and have been playing. So, they were like, you know, Tobias basically was like, oh, it's only $20 now, so you should get it. And I was like, I can afford $20. And also, so there's no terrible accent of Tobias.
So there's no, like, special codes you need to redeem or any of that bullshit that they're doing these days?
You can go buy a... used copy, new copy. I mean, it was $5 cheaper to go used, plus, you know, 10% GameStop discount. So I was like, all right, I'll go used. I don't really care. But yeah, it's good. I can see that it's interesting if you really get into it, because there's a probably even more hyped up experience system than like the Call of Duties. Basically, you create a character slot, and then you can customize certain builds of your character, I think up to 5 or 6 different builds of different weapons. So at any point you can just say, kind of like, you know, kind of like any of the games, like, you know, okay, now I'm going to pull out my sniper type character. Now I'm going to pull out my heavy guns guy. And but the thing about this, obviously games at least a year old now, it's, you know, it's massive. It's huge. Even the smallest battles are like 64 people in there up to 256, which I have not unlocked yet, but I just imagine that to be kind of utter chaos, but
are the maps pretty big?
I would assume they get bigger for those ones.
If you got 256 people, it freaking better.
Yeah, the ones I was watching Harlow play this for some time on Saturday, I think it was, and or Sunday, one day.
It was a day,
and to me, the maps seemed like they were pretty well sized for the amount of players. You know, it wasn't getting crowded.
Yeah, everybody kind of does the whole bottleneck at one point, even though you don't really have to.
Right. Yeah, they were using about 10% of the available space.
Yeah, so the cool things about this and the things that I haven't quite gotten into yet, because I haven't actually played with friends, and is that there's basically a really good leadership system in this game, in that somebody that's a high enough level can say, hey, I want to be the leader of the squad or the whole damn platoon or whatever, and they can say, all right, our objective is we're going over here, you know, hide out, take this objective, and they can issue these commands, basically. And you get extra reward for following your leader's commands rather than just running around being a fucktard. Mm-hmm. And so it encourages that, you know, do what you're told kind of military thing. You
basically get more XP for doing that, right?
Yeah, and obviously you're probably going to do better if you have a leader who knows what the hell they're doing and is communicating what you're supposed to do. So, but it's nice because it's broken down, you know, when you get that many people in there, the leader can basically communicate only with the squad leaders and tell them, okay, tell your guys to go do this, you know, Charlie Company, go do this, whatever.
I think we were talking about this on a No Quarters about a year ago.
Yeah.
Or maybe...
That something like this would be nice.
Something like that would be really cool, where you could actually earn the opportunity to be a leader and, you know, sort of rank up and actually, it would actually reward you for doing the right thing in the right ways so that people aren't just, you know, like, fuck off, shoot the leader guy in the face and do what they want.
Well, I think that's what we talked about when we were talking about a Call of Duty MMO.
Yes. Right.
Having a similar setup that was to that
discussion.
Yeah. And I could see that this is a lot to take in for the little bit that I've been able to dedicate it to it so far. So I'm kind of terrible at the game right now, but I could see that it could become really fun, especially if you kind of get at least enough friends playing together that can form a squad or at least be the majority of a squad.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then, you know, we can build up. Like, this would be the kind of game that if I had the time, I would probably join a clan. Like, there's been few multiplayer games like that just make me go, yes, I can see full advantage of playing on a regular night with a regular group of people because something you could learn and
you could learn and destroy.
Yeah.
So you could be the Cuckoo Clocks Clan.
What?
The Cuckoo Clocks Clan.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't even know where to go with that.
I don't know where that reference came from, but all right.
Yeah, all right.
Is that not a reference? Just
no, off it's weird, not. It's
off the top of your head thing? The
funniest thing that came into my head at the moment.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so, I mean, I don't have enough to speak about it yet. It's just, it's an interesting idea, and I think it works pretty well. Like, I was very leery when this game came out and it was $60 to think, you know, the reviews were kind of mixed.
Well, any multiplayer-only game
is
a tough sell for me, especially at $60.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, I think it's interesting enough that I could probably recommend it for 20.
Now, is the gameplay pretty much like Call of Duty, or would you liken it more to anything else?
It's it actually feels like an updated version of how like Medal of Honor Allied Assault played. I know that sounds really weird.
That's dated.
I'm just saying, like, ways I know back, that sounds really weird, but it feels like an updated version of that, where movement and everything is kind of stiff, and something about the point of view. Just feels different. Like Call of Duty, when like you aim down a gun, it's like screen, gun, sights, person. You know, it's like there is no doubt. This is like large, far away kind of things. Like it just feels like kind of weird to aim on somebody. It just has a different feel to it, and I haven't quite gotten used to it, but I could see that I could potentially become good at it. But right now,
we should show it to you during the break.
I'm doing that like.
So you want to get more time in?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I'm doing that like 2 kills, 12 deaths, in a match kind of thing. Which
so
is
you're playing the role of me.
Yeah, in I'm just not doing well at this point. So
okay.
But yeah, I didn't.
He just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right on.
So I mean, yeah.
I could talk about another game that I've played a little bit.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to play more or not.
Okay.
And you guys saw part of it
when you came over
on Friday.
I think there were gun boots.
I am trying to play Bayonetta.
I was trying to watch you play Bayonetta. It was not a simple task.
What the fuck is going on in Bayonetta. I have no clue whatsoever.
All I know is I wanted more. I don't know if I want to push the buttons, but goddamn, I would sit and watch someone play through that game.
It was pretty. I probably would too, because trying to play it, the difference between watching and playing it is you have no clue what the fuck's going on. Like what happened, because Bayonet, like, the camera drives me crazy, for one. Like, but that's my problem with just about every single third-person action game ever, is, you know, if I move the camera a little bit to the left, don't snap it back as soon as I let go of the stick, which this game does. And there is always so much going on screen that eventually I just give up on trying to do combos or anything and just start button mashing. And don't even bother with counters, don't even bother with blocks, don't even bother with anything, because I don't even know if anything's hitting me or not. You know, because I'll be swinging and then suddenly a giant boot comes out of the sky and stomps on something.
And that's and your then, boot.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I made that happen. Okay.
I wonder how that happened.
And then, you know, and then butterflies are flying around when I jump in the air and just I hold a button down and suddenly I'm gun shooting things with my foot. And
yes, there were butterflies in the sky. And you could fly.
I could so tell high. That you were trying to influence the flow of battle and the, what was actually happening on the screen.
It, eventually, but I you could just also
tell
up.
That your trying was in vain. You actually you affected nothing.
Yeah, I all was you just did guessing.
Was, yeah,
and all then you did I was died.
Prolong your death.
Yeah, and then I died, and then it started up the terrible cutscene again.
Yes, which was the worst. Which, we walked in during the cutscene, didn't we?
A long-ass one.
Yeah.
Man, it was like 5 minutes worth of cutscene.
Yeah. All I know is if you're not finishing zero this payoff. Right now...
You want it?
Yes.
I think I will loan it to you because I
was 100% sold on this game when you kick somebody into an Iron Maiden that appeared out of nowhere.
Yeah,
and then kicked it. So not only did you impale them with the spikes in them, but with the force of like a gun kick. And I was like, yes, I'm in.
Yeah, that game is insane in the right ways, but the problem is playing it.
I don't care. I will button mash the fuck out of it.
Okay. Well, you might want to play it on easy mode then.
Okay.
I think I was on normal.
All right.
But
I just want to see the crazy happen.
It makes me think of like games. The way I describe it is it almost feels like if an American developer tried to make a crazy ass Japanese game from like 1999.
Okay.
This is, you would get Bayonetta.
With a Japanese story writer. Dialogue writer.
Well, yeah. No, if they like just...
So this isn't like...
We're trying to
Namco imitate. Bandai or somebody, it's not?
It's Sega published by Platinum Games.
Bandai!
Who I think Platinum used to be Clover, so it is a Japanese studio, okay. But it's just, it feels off. It's just weird. Like once you see some of the other cutscenes, like when you go to the guy who sells you your guns, he's like...
Guns for sale.
Well, no, he's like this smooth-talking black dude, you know, and it's just like...
guns for sale, baby.
Yeah, and it's just like...
Hey, Bayonetta, come down and get yourself some guns.
Yeah. Damn, girl, and look at all that hair on your head.
And it's just like the weirdest-ass dialogue, you know, he's just like...
That's why I said, like,
yeah,
buy a Japanese...
You have to play this. Like, I can't even try to describe it because it's so fucking insane.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm in.
I hope you enjoy it, and I really do. I mean, it's one of those where I'm kind of glad I only spent $10 on it because I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it all the way through this game.
Okay. Well, I will try to have your $10 worth of fun with it.
I'm sure you will.
So, I know we're not going to talk news now, but let's just go ahead and get this out of the way because it's kind of a good segue. None of us bought or played Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Yeah. Talking about insane, crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening stuff.
I got to say, I've been extremely tempted because I love the way that game looks.
Same here.
The look is amazing.
When I see videos, I'm like, this is like the fighting game of my dreams.
Yeah. It's like just cell shaded enough that it's so kind of cool looking. I don't know. I just can't even describe the way it looks. But both of us, I think, will readily admit we suck at the versus games.
Yes. I am.
I
can't do shit.
I had this weird like, oh yeah, I think I really remember like liking playing that and bought Marvel vs. Capcom 2 HD the day it came out. It was like, yes, I think I love this. And I got it and was like, fuck, I was terrible at this game.
Street Fighter fooled me once. Street Fighter 4 fooled me because...
I still enjoy that. I just didn't... I don't think I gave it enough time to get good at it.
See, that's the thing. I enjoy it. I'm just terrible at it.
Yeah. I'm not,
and I know I'm terrible at Marvel vs. Capcom, so that's why I'm not getting it. But
yeah,
God, it was so tempting.
It looks so good, but yeah, it's. I will when it's cheaper. I know right now.
I think that's kind of we can fight each other because we know that we're probably on about the same skill level as far as that game goes.
But so,
I do not play the fighting games.
Yeah, I'm
you're better off that way, dude.
I'm 100% in when it's $30 or less.
Yeah, probably. I think 30 is the sweet spot for this one at this point.
Yeah. I can't go more because I don't think I'm going to get the whole experience with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, what I've seen, the menu systems are awesome. I love some of the things that they do as far as, you know, setting up your team and your look and everything. So you don't have to go through the 40 guys every single time and pick this, that, blah, blah, blah. You can just go like, you know what? I like playing Captain America, Iron Man, and Wolverine. Go, you know,
yeah,
every time. So
Yeah, that's one we know we'll be playing it eventually.
Yeah.
Just not.
Yeah, just I thought I'd get it out of the way because we were talking crazy. That's like stupid, batshit crazy things going on the screen.
Yeah.
But
that, and I know we talked some shit about it last time, but.
Did we?
What, just about everybody loves Bulletstorm, dude.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, and they're all saying the multiplayer is Horde mode.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't spoken to anyone that's like, I didn't like it.
I'm into this one. My price has gone up from $0, and I think it was...
$5.
Well, no. It was like $20. $3. It was $20 2 weeks ago.
$2.15.
And now I think I'm almost at $40. You know, maybe like $35.
It's at the point now where if it shows up on Amazon on one of their deals of the day or their gold box or whatever, it's pretty much, if it's any less than, if it's 40 or less, then I'm in.
Yeah.
Really?
Order me a copy.
I mean, was that just the worst demo in the world?
Yes. That's okay. What everyone said. The demo gave us the worst part of the game. And that.
Coupled with that awful marketing.
Well, yeah. I didn't even care about that. I mean.
Yes, you did.
No, not
yes,
by the end of the day.
I did.
He was the one that had...
I did more than
we
anybody.
All cared about
it. I laughed
it.
At the marketing. I mean, I mean, it was horrible. Don't get me wrong. It's not like I laughed in a non-ironic way. It's just... I don't know. It just... The demo was like... I mean, that was what unsold me immediately.
Yeah.
So much.
I agree. But
yeah, that's a big hole to dig
myself
away.
I've asked people that specifically. I've said, I hated the demo. And they said, yeah, the demo was the worst way to sell that game.
Okay.
But it's got Horde mode. And God, that's tempting.
Yeah.
Speaking of Horde mode, real quick.
Okay.
Gears of War 2 this week, 22 times experience.
What? Really?
They're just dying to get people to level up in that game.
Dude.
I guess.
We need to play.
Yeah, we need to play some Horde. I just hope they didn't change Horde mode again.
Oh, yeah.
Because like, last time they did
special.
That,
it's not like Shamrocks.
Yeah. No, I just want it to be standard Horde mode. Just give me extra experience for it this
Nothing
time.
But 5,000 times the tickers. This week only.
Yeah, because that mode did suck when they did that last time.
Only tickers.
And BJ still had fun. That's it's what still I love. Fun, is that was like fun. And we're like, no, I'm telling like, you.
This isn't fun.
No, this we're like, no, this is terrible. I hate to say
this
it.
This is fun. No. You don't know.
You don't know what fun is.
You weren't there. Yeah, so.
Nice. It was fun.
Hey, segue? Hey. Oh, wait. No, yeah.
We're not shit. Is that we a Vietnam reference?
No, we can't talk about that yet.
Why not?
I don't. Fine. Get it out of the way.
Dude.
We said we were going to lead the second half with that.
I know, but...
Yeah, I did it inadvertently. Magicka.
Magicka Vietnam. What the fuck, dude?
This game apparently is going to exist.
Oh.
And when I first saw it, I was like, don't they realize it's March 1st, not April 1st? But they're actually, honest to God, making...
Have you listened to the song?
No, yes. I didn't. I watched amazing. It at work.
Magic
I watched
cow, it. Cow, cow, magic cow, cow.
Yeah, it's surfing bird.
Yeah, and then it breaks into you can understand the magic cow, 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 and then it breaks into the full.
It's in there all gibberish.
Yeah,
the guys at Magic Arrowhead Studios are awesome. Everyone that's involved in making Magicka, hats off to you guys because you guys are awesome. Because the DLC they put out was like, they called it the Mea Culpa DLC.
Yep. Which is some words mean something.
My fault.
Yeah.
In some language.
What were some of the weapons they had? Like
there is the broken sword, the staff of bugs, or like insect swarm.
Yeah.
There's like, you can get a patched robe that's just all stitched together horribly. And there's a new spell called Crash to Desktop.
See,
is there a...
I love these guys.
Is there a hat?
I don't think there's a new hat. I think that the robes and the hat are the same.
Yeah, but they put that out completely free for everyone. But I love that they're fully acknowledging, like, yeah, the game was fucked up, but...
We're fixing it.
You guys still played it.
Yeah.
And apparently it sold really well.
Yeah, if I had felt like sitting at my computer last night, which I didn't, I was going to intentionally play this with the gamepad to...
Just to see?
Just to see, because I've heard a lot of people say if it feels clunky with the mouse and keyboard, try the gamepad, because you'll be surprised how natural it plays that way.
I just don't see keying in the commands well.
Something, apparently gamepad. It's like almost like a Street Fighter-esque, like, you know, do weird combinations of circles and stuff to enter. Mm. And they said it strangely becomes like second nature more so than, oh, SDD F, you know.
Interesting. Yeah, that, yeah. You know, now that you put it that way, that might work better.
Yeah, they said it's like, it almost becomes this weird, you know, ballet
thing. I don't know why I thought it would be button presses, like, you know. Yeah. A left bumper.
No, apparently it's X, like some kind of weird contextual menu system that works really well.
Strange.
All right. Well, I'll
definitely have to try that. I meant to do that before we did this.
Because I've got the little adapter that I can
use.
I could, a 360 controller.
The thought of sitting in front of a computer yesterday wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, but they are putting your little mages in the Vietnam War.
Which is amazing. Look at the gameplay trailer. That's all I have to say. Just go see it. It is so much awesome.
And if you say too soon, I will punch you in the brain.
I just want to download that song. I will find you and punch you. I want to download Magic Cow.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Hey, let's go do that on the break.
Okay.
Shall we?
Do what?
Download that song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a break.
We'll do that.
Let's do that. Break then.
On a break.
We'll be back, kids. All right, welcome back. No Quarter, second half.
Still the Motherfucking Video Game Podcast.
Always. All right.
Oh, boy.
So.
We jazzercised ourselves up during that break, and we're gonna talk some more video games.
Oh, we are, huh? Hey, I heard, BJ, you pre-ordered something.
Actually, I'm going to do it in store, so I haven't gone by and done it yet.
Oh,
but
nor have I.
But what might that be?
Duke Nukem Forever? But there's something a little bit special. Not only do you get GameStop bonuses and game content for getting it at GameStop, also I'm going to pre-order the Balls of Steel Edition.
That'll be boss.
It will be.
I know it's got a whole bunch of shit steel in it.
It does.
I wasn't ready for you to throw this question at me.
Including the game.
That's why it does include the game.
I believe it does.
It comes with a copy of Duke Nukem.
I think it comes with a game.
Well, I believe you get a collectible Duke Nukem bust. Carpe Nukem?
A collectible bust of Duke the Nukem. A 100-page hardcover book.
Hardcore book.
Yo, book of hardcore pornography.
Book, motherfucker!
Yes, this is a Duke Nukem game. You also get a comic book, some dice, some postcards, and
Papercraft.
Do you get poker chips?
You get some poker chips, which seems to be a thing in games maybe now.
Poker chip. There must be, whoever makes poker chips had to have been like,
hey, we got an awesome deal on poker chips.
Guess what?
Yeah. Mini card deck, radioactive emblem dice, poker chips, foldable paper craft for some fucking reason, radioactive emblem sticker, numbered limited edition certificate.
Would that be a numbered limited edition certificate?
Of authenticity?
Numbered limited edition certificate of authenticity.
How much is that?
It's $100. So
that's, so you got to get it at GameStop to get extra stuff?
Well, you can get, you, there is a,
if you buy it at Walmart, there's a trucker hat.
Yes.
That is an amazing pre-order bonus.
It is.
Especially for Walmart.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, it's know your audience.
Mm. Yep. And I don't think you get anything for Amazon or,
no,
or PC download. Well, no, PC maybe. No.
I don't know.
I don't think you get
those. Are the only two
PC
they've announced so far that have specific, you know, the Balls of Steel thing is universal, but the additional things are basically just, I think, other costumes or something.
Yeah, something like that. I don't.
So the question is, PC, 360, or PlayStation 3?
I'm getting it for 360 because I'm not going to fuck around on my computer trying to play this game.
Ditto.
Wow.
I know.
How times have changed.
Hey, I played Duke Nukem 3D on the 360.
Yeah, we all played it.
Not originally.
Oh,
no.
And if you did, you fail. But yeah, no, I think our plan, at least BJ and I, we are taking the next day off.
Yep.
Whatever day it releases, we're taking that.
We're going to be taking May 4th.
Yes.
May 3rd and 4th.
Well,
May 3rd. We'll take May 3rd.
Well, what, May 3rd's the actual release date?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Yeah, we're that's the day I'm taking off. And that is a game I'm going to the midnight launch thing.
Yep.
It is happening.
I'm going to be there.
That's kind of awesome.
So, yeah, we're going to go find our GameStop of choice that we feel like hanging out outside of around midnight. There's plenty, you know, like beef jerky.
Can you pre-order at one GameStop since they don't actually reserve you a copy?
No.
You can't pre-order
at one and pick it up. Because I was at an odd random one where I picked up Mag and said, he was like, would you like to pre-order anything today? I said, no, because I'm on the other side of town right now. So, and he goes, yep, okay. I will now leave you alone. So there's helpful tips, kids.
You do, just tell them you're on.
I'm not from around here, so no.
I ain't from around here. I don't play video games.
We are from France.
That's going to be my answer next time, is I don't play video games, as I hand them my power-up rewards card.
Hey, what games do you like to play?
None.
Games.
video games.
Not Monopoly.
Monopoly. Scrapple.
Yeah. Life. Scruples.
Yeah. I like to do the word
Pictionary.
Jumble. The jumble in the paper every day.
Sudoku.
Yeah. Games. Yeah,
we should talk about speaking of games.
Shit. Should we get our back to back speed rounds out of the way, or we have news, right? Did we cover all our news?
Yeah, we got the news covered.
Duke Nukem and Magicka Vietnam.
Okay.
We
snuck our news in, I guess, accidentally.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. So
speed round.
Speed round for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood?
No, I think for old time's sake, I think we should go ahead and get Borderlands out of the way first. Because it's
Borderlands.
It's a place of honor. It's
Borderlands speed round. Start the second half of episode 21. Kind of.
There's not much to say, so it'll be just a speed round. Yeah.
Super bonus speed round.
I don't know if I mentioned that I finished Claptrap's New Robot Revolution.
I think you said you were just cleaning up all the collectible.
Yeah. Yes. And I've put a couple more hours into it and haven't finished it off yet, but I'll get there one day. And if there's anybody out there that wants to go through their playthrough 2 of Claptrap's Robot Revolution, I need to do my playthrough 2 as well. So hit me up on Xbox Live so that we can finish that. My gamer tag is on the website, and it is also following these words. Mr. Brink, MrBrink.
There we go.
Okay.
I did not play Borderlands.
I didn't either.
So
End of round.
Meh. However,
new speed round in effect.
Yep, new speed round in the Assassin's Creed speed round.
Which may be coming to an end soon. I don't know how much more we have to talk about that until we have a new one.
I officially beat Brotherhood.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All the achievements?
All the single player ones.
Good job.
All the single players.
I think I ended up with
all the single players.
I think I ended up with 85% synchronization, so I was pretty close to getting all of that side stuff done, but yeah. And I think all I'd have to do is go back and start doing all the challenges for the guilds and then the
Yeah,
I worked getting 100% on missions. And
yeah, I worked on some of those guild challenge ones just because those actually give you something kind of cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, like that's how you get Altair's sword and
yeah. I did.
And you get the,
yeah, I have that. I don't know which one of the ones I'm missing.
Yeah, there's some.
Whoever gave me the sword, I finished them.
I think that's actually the assassins.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I did a lot of assassinating in that game, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think I found one that has to be bugged. It's one of the courtesan missions where you have to steal an antidote from a doctor. Can't kill the doctor.
Okay.
And you have to get back, and they give you like the strictest time limit ever.
I did it. It is possible. It's hard.
Because every time I steal it, I get like halfway back and it just says, the doctor, you killed the
horse?
Doctor.
Did you get the horse?
No, I didn't use
the horse. Use the horse. You need your fast ass horse.
Okay.
Use the horse, Luke.
Thank you.
Well said.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so I beat it. Ending not as crazy as 2. Just kind of, I'm curious to, I'm ready to play 3 right now.
It has
I will say that.
There is a twist.
What do you mean 3?
Assassin's Creed 3? Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's what everyone's saying.
Assassin's Creed 3, Assassin's Creed 4?
Honestly, they should have called this one Assassin's Creed 2 Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Kind of like done the Half-Life thing, because it really is like,
it's not a whole game, per se.
Yeah, and I still think 2 is better, because 3 has all these little repetitive things that it wants you to. They throw in more stuff, but they don't really put any effort behind it, kind of. It's like, two, it felt like everything that was in there, there was somebody in charge of crafting all of it and making it work right. Whereas this one, it just feels like they ran out of time and they just kind of stuffed everything in that they had and then said, okay, ship it.
I gotcha.
So I love Brotherhood, but I still think two is, if you're going to play any of them, two is the one to play.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But then we played some multiplayer too.
Yes. I finally dove into the multiplayer. I think maybe you had before, but
yeah, I've been getting a lot better at the multiplayer.
I really like it. It's totally different.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun, and I've finally learned how to deal with people that roof run, that just run through the crowd. It's still annoying when everybody in the game is up on the roofs.
Yeah.
Because it kind of defeats the purpose of the game,
you know,
of that gameplay type. And from what I've heard from people that have leveled way up to, you know, 45 or so, that everyone who hits level 50 just runs around on the roofs because they don't have any more goals to achieve. Oh. So they just kind of fuck around. Which kind of ruins it for people that are trying to get there, because obviously it takes a shitload of experience to level up at that point.
Yeah. I only saw one guy that was doing that and doing it effectively. Mm-hmm. He was being an asshole, but somehow was getting 20, 30 kills and still winning the games. Like, every single kill he got was high profile. He was just getting enough of them. And I guess doing enough variety that he was still winning the game. So that's the only
professional
one time. And
that's, haven't seen that. I
jumped out of that game because
I'm usually in the top three.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm almost always in the top three, and I almost always have more deaths than kills.
Yeah.
But my kills are always worth a hell of a lot more because I know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah. That was the one time I saw this guy just acting like an asshole, and somehow it was working for him, because he would run like a madman and get the first kill, which was a big, you know, bonus experience. And then every time he would just come leaping off the rooftop and kill me or someone else, and I'd see it, and it was like,
well, people are so stupid because if they spot you, they run at you.
Yeah.
And that immediately, like, that drops your score by like a sixth of what it would have been.
Yep. It's fun, but it's frustrating because if people ever, you know, in the good times when you get in a game and everybody's playing how you're supposed to play, it's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. I had some where, like, me and the other two guys in the top three were just, like, in the last 30 seconds, it was just kill, 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 kill. I mean, we were all just trading spots on that. And that's when the game is super, super fun.
Yep.
But I did have some issues with people dropping connection. Because apparently, if you get booted from a game or the game disconnects in any way before it's over, you lose all the points that you got. And so I had three games in the same night where, one, I got all the way to the end, had over 4,000 points, and suddenly it said host has disconnected or something to that effect, and I didn't get any of the credit for it. And then the next game, I killed like four guys in the first minute, and I think I got booted by the host at that point and didn't get any of the points for those kills either. So that's one thing that frustrates me about that game, is if you get booted from a match, you don't get any of the credit. So you've kind of wasted however much time you're in the game.
Yeah.
But
that's a nice distraction from other types of multiplayer games though. So
yeah, this is one of the few that I really can get into.
Yeah.
All right. Speed round over.
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now what do we talk about?
Speaking of speed, I've been playing more Split Second.
Really? Did you have the need for speed?
I felt like playing some Hot Pursuit, but then I was like, nah, I'd rather play Split Second.
But so you felt a need for speed.
There was a need for speed, not just a not need for, that need for speed.
Not a need for speed.
Registered trademark need.
Mm-hmm. But Split Second, it's pretty awesome, but it's my biggest recommendation for that game, if you haven't played it at all, do not marathon it. Play it for like 5-6 races and leave. Because if you keep playing races over and over, it becomes very apparent that there aren't that many tracks and that all you're getting is rearranged sections of the same tracks.
I believe that was one of the things I mentioned when I played the demo the first time, that it looks like it's going to be pretty slim pickings. Not a whole lot of instant replayability.
Yeah, I'm like 5 episodes in, and it's pretty much, I think I've seen all that it's going to show me, because I think they would have shown me some new locations by now, and I don't think they have, and that's kind of a bummer, Because really, then it all just boils down to when you trigger your power plays and when you do your other, you know, your shortcuts, and then when you change the route. But in general, it's one of those games where it's good only in small spurts. But playing online is still really fun because, you know, you've got, especially if you're playing with people you know and that you can talk shit to, that's a lot of fun. But yeah, my feelings on that have cooled quite a bit just from playing too much of it in a couple sittings, I think. It got kind of very, very samey. But I will say that game looks awesome. The speed is awesome about it. And I love the idea of blowing shit up to take out the other guys on the track that you're fighting against. But yeah, I'm not as high on it as I once was. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Cause I know you played it for a bit too, right?
Yeah.
But you kind of put it aside.
I don't know what happened, what took its place, but yeah. I enjoyed what I played, but I also feel like maybe I've already gotten my value out of it. Cause I think I got it super cheap too. So
yeah.
But
yeah,
these days
I'm both got it for like $20.
Yeah. It's weird. Like I'm having trouble going back to certain games. Like I'll have that fleeting thought when I'm not in a position to play a game, like, hey, I should go back and play this. And then by the time I'm sitting down lately, it's like, play this.
And it's also got one of my pet peeves, which is races where it forces you to use a specific car. And then gives you the strictest time limit possible. Because I have done runs on there's two of them where it does that to me. And I've done perfect runs, never crash into anything. And somehow I'm still like 2-3 seconds off the time. And I have no idea how I'm supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That's just a pet peeve. Cause that was the biggest thing I hated in Burnout Revenge were those time trial missions, because it was almost impossible to get them unless you did a perfectly flawless run. And I'm not big on games where it forces you to have that much precision just for one race.
Yep.
So
should I talk about some superheroes?
You may. I just want to, like, my brain was trying to get some words together to say that in comment to what you just said, Mackie, about the precision racing. That is one thing that I've found about, or that I did find about, Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, their time trial races are brutal like that. They're just...
Yeah, it's like... It's like
getting raped in the face with a car.
I'm pretty good at racing games. I'm not someone who just holds down the throttle the entire time. Like, I know how to enter turns, all that sort of stuff. And when I'm just like, I don't think I can do this any better, and I'm still a solid 2 seconds off of beating the race at the time they want... That's when I'm just like, why am I even trying this anymore?
Yeah, there was one race I tried about 30 times, and I could get no closer than 5 seconds off.
Yeah.
No matter what I did. Yeah.
That's just infuriating.
That makes me really, really angry.
When you know you have the skill to do something, and it just seems like, is there some shortcut I'm missing? What the hell is going wrong here?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're the guys who... have almost completed Burnout Paradise.
Well, we have.
Yeah, with the exception of the online achievements. Mm. We've got them all.
And that's the difference to me, you know, just thinking about Burnout Paradise, is I've played Burnout Paradise for like 80 hours.
Yep.
And marathon sessions of it. I mean, like, when I was really into it, I mean, I could sit there on a Saturday and play for like 8-9 hours that game and not get sick of it. Whereas after Split Second, after like an hour and a half, I was like, oh, I guess I got to race. There's the big boat again that I got to get by. Yep. There's where I can crash that plane. You know, it's kind of, it got very samey, very
it's repetitive.
Quick,
yeah. It's
which, ugh, that's such a bummer because that game has such an awesome setup, and it just, I'm hoping there's more in the second half, but I doubt it.
Right.
So anyway, you were going to talk about superheroes, weren't you?
I was. Are going to.
Okay.
Do it now. So, quick update, because I know you guys don't want to hear too much about my...
About the Momos?
My DC Universe Online status, but...
You are still a subscriber, aren't you?
I am still a subscriber. I went ahead and did the deal, the 3-month deal. For another $30, basically $10 a month, a little bit cheaper than the normal rate. So I'm in it for a little bit longer. I'll say this about that. I now, thinking that, you know, It was one of those like, hey, yeah, I kind of got to level 30 with a hero pretty quick. Maybe there's a whole nother chunk of game by playing a villain, leveling them up. Well, there is and there isn't. I mean, you get new locales, new people to talk to, but a lot of the end missions are still kind of the same because they kind of drive you to some of these people who are almost like third party to the whole main story. And so you've got to take them down as a hero or a villain. So they kind of cheap out in some of the storyline and like, this will still end with you fighting this person. It just may be, you know, maybe, well, some of them are kind of neat because like they'll have you go into the same scenario, but you're now doing the opposite of what you were doing before. Like if you, when you were a hero, let's say you rolled in with like Robin to, or you know, somebody like Batgirl to rescue Robin. Now you'll be playing the person who was capturing Robin, trying to prevent Batgirl and from, rescuing them or whatever. So it's like, you'll play the opposite side. All that being said, it's not a, you know, a completely separate game per se. And I don't know. I don't know where the long-term goal is for this game. I don't know what their end game is for people that are at the end. Because if their special timed Valentine's Day in-game world event was anything to, you know, show you what the future plans, it's not looking good.
What was their Valentine's
Day? Fucking terrible.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I give them props for doing something kind of weird because in past games that I've played where I've played, you know, at the time that a holiday happens, there may be, you know, like some snow added for around Christmas or, you know, things like this, or there might be hearts up on the walls that weren't there before. This actually did have a whole new quest set and a new area to go to. It just was fucking terrible. Basically, they steal Aphrodite as a DC character, you know, just like Thor and Hercules and stuff in Marvel. So they use Aphrodite and you go into her world and suddenly you basically become a cherub. Your character becomes a little cherub, replete with bows and arrows. And you're either, if you're playing a good guy, you're basically trying to spread love. If you're playing a villain, you're basically trying to spread hate.
What?
Yeah. And it's kind of all terrible and broken. Yeah. What? Yeah. I didn't give it much chance, but it's just kind of dumb. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. All those words I just said are fact.
So wait, was
you're
sorry. My brain was kind of trying to wrap around. Was this an instanced area where this happens?
Yeah. You go into a separate area and suddenly instead of playing your character, you now become
so everybody little, running around there looks like a little cherub.
Yep. Like a little Cupid, evil or good.
So is it like a little PvP arena or something?
Not really. No, I didn't give it much chance because I basically got into the second part and it was basically broken. I sat there for like 5 minutes and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't care. Like this serves no purpose. You know, that's the thing about like holiday events and games like that. It's like, just make it easy. You know, it's supposed to be for fun. It's an interesting distraction for the season and you move on and don't make it take me more than 20 minutes to do.
Yeah.
You know, and especially if it seems broken. So whatever. I'm just saying if that's indicative of things in the future, it's not looking rosy.
Well, hopefully they are getting feedback from people that are saying,
I hope
don't ever fucking do this again.
Yeah, this was terrible. But yeah, no, they need to do events. They need to have like something happen on every couple months, you know, something new, change, whatever. But I'm still playing it. I don't know what the future holds. But that leads me more into what I really want to talk about.
What did you really want to talk about?
And that's Musim on the website recommended that if
of
I
the
like
Carousel Podcast.
That if I like that, I should pick up Justice League Heroes back for the PlayStation Deuce. And so I did.
Yeah.
Which I got
to
say,
he compared it to Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I believe, right?
Yes. Yeah, he said if I wanted a DC Marvel Ultimate Alliance, I should try this.
Okay.
But before I say what I think about that game, I just have to say, you know, I knock GameStop a lot, but sometimes if you want, especially PS2 games, it's kind of amazing because, I mean, the PS2 is still to this day insanely popular. And so there are no shortage of pretty much any game for the PS2, you know, so you can go in there and as long as you don't care about cases or you just want a game, let's say I walked in there with the intent of getting Justice League Heroes and I thought, well, you know, I've wanted to go back and play X-Men Legends 1 and 2, but they're not backwards compatible on the Xbox, but you know what is? The PS2 plays them just fine. So I was like,
on the Xbox?
Well,
the PS2 plays the Xbox
version? Yes, it does. It's kind of cool.
What about the PS3? Does it play the Xbox version?
It does.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Only the ones that are printed on Blu-ray.
Right.
Whoa. Yeah. That is an intensely powerful machine.
Sony designed good hardware there. So good it can play everything. How did they do that? So I went in with the intent of getting those three games. Not only did I pick up those, I was like, I started...
But you got the Xbox compatible version.
Yeah, I did.
Or the Xbox version.
Next time you're at a GameStop, take a look at their little bins that will generally sit in the on their counters that have little yellow sleeves, because that's hundreds upon hundreds of PS2 games for really cheap.
How much did you get this one for, like $4 or something?
Justice League Heroes was $10. That was the most expensive one I got.
Oh, $10.
X-Men Legend 1 and 2.
Power Up Rewards card.
Well, yes, they were a little cheaper. It would
have been $9.
Which I do.
Do you have the Hotshot one?
What do you mean?
The shiny one?
It's shiny.
Okay, good. All right. Yeah. You got the right one.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
I didn't know there was a difference.
I'll show you. It's this thing in my wallet here.
But basically, I picked up Justice League, X-Men 1 and 2, Frequency or Amplitude. I don't remember which one. It's one of the two because they didn't have the other one. I was going to get both. Mm-hmm. A Hunter, the Reckoning game that was only on the PS2. And I want to say one other thing, and my total going out of there was $25. For about at least 5 games, maybe 6. I don't recall now.
Yeah.
So,
and as long as you don't mind having a case.
I didn't for these.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hell yeah.
This was just like, I want to play these games. I'm not here to collect them. But anyway, just wanted to say it's interesting. If you still have the ability to play PS2 games, either an actual PS2 or an old enough PS3, check that out. It's kind of a.
Then you're good.
You know, untapped resource that I feel most people don't even realize is in the GameStop.
Haven't they sold like a billion PS2s?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
It's like literally a billion.
Well, I mean, I looked because I was like, you know, how much can you get a PS2 for now? I think you can get one for like $40 now. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, used there. But anyway.
Mine still works.
Yeah.
I just never use it because my PlayStation 3 is backwards compatible.
Exactly. So, Justice League Heroes. Does it compare to Marvel Ultimate Alliance?
Does it?
No.
Oh.
Well, yes. Yes and no. It's...
150 million.
It's a solid game. I still think Marvel Ultimate Alliance is a much better game. And I think it's just because you can play the whole game how you want with the team that you want. And this one, through most of the game, there's some customized, you know, I think you have to get about halfway through the game before you can even really pick a team. You know, they kind of make you play through all the characters that they give you, and then they say, okay, now you can flip-flop slots and who you take into this battle or whatever. But, like, whereas Marvel, you can say, like, you know what? I don't care about this person at all. With this one, you're going to be forced to play them at some point. You know, it's just, it's going to happen. Like, you can't get away from playing whomever you don't want to play.
So it would be like if Ultimate Alliance forced you to play...
like, Invisible Woman.
Yeah, that was exactly what I was about to mention.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, it's funny because, like, some of the characters I was like, oh, God, I don't want to play them, ended up being kind of awesome. Like, Zatanna is hella useful because she can heal and do all this kind of crazy crowd control stuff.
Yeah.
And she ended up being a kind of an awesome character. But other people I thought would be super powerful, like the Green Lanterns, kind of, they're okay, but they're not as...
they're nerfed.
Yeah, they're not quite as awesome as they should be. So, but yeah, whatever. The game's decent, and obviously you can pick it up for cheap enough and decide for yourself if you... have a love of the DC universe. The voice acting and the music and everything is pretty good, and I think the graphics hold up pretty well for a PS2 game. I think it might be a little bit later generation one, so it was kind of pushing.
I think it was pushing the tech boundaries,
you know. So
right around the end,
yeah, I'd say for $10, it's definitely worth it if you like DC stuff. The funniest thing about it is how much of the plot of that game they stole and used for DC Universe Online. It's kind of ridiculous. Like, I don't know if they... I mean, they had to know, like, people that like DC stuff would probably have played that, or... you know, I just don't know how... I mean, it's so blatant in parts that it's like, wow. Did you... I mean, really, guys? Like, I don't know. Just, like, Brainiac is the big bad in this one, and, like, the same people are working alongside and for him and kind of with this, like, almost have some dialogue lines that are almost the same in both games. It's just really bizarre. Like,
I wonder if it had the same writers or something.
I don't know. It's just, it's kind of weird that they jank so much from this one and put it into DC Universe Online. But yeah, I had fun with it. It's easy enough to power through, and, you know, it does that thing where it lets you play through the game again using, you know, your saved up and earned 8 levels of experience and everything, so that's always fun. But yeah,
did we already ask if you could play as Batman?
you can, in fact, play as Batman.
Did you play as Batman?
But not the whole game, apparently. They force you not to play Batman at certain points.
Yes.
Just like, come on.
And you beat the game, correct?
I did.
Okay.
I beat it in a couple days.
The accounting is done.
Nice.
Yeah. No, they start you off with Batman and Superman, the very first mission.
As they should.
Trophies? Did you get some trophies?
No. Okay. No PS2 trophies.
They didn't patch those in?
Nope.
Right now. Onto your PS2.
Yeah, what's
funny? They didn't give you a 40-minute update, you know, to patch in.
Maybe it's some sort of form of women's lib, but I found myself, when given the opportunity, Wonder Woman and Zatanna were an amazing combo. They're both stupid, powerful, and good.
Hey, there's nothing stupid about women.
No, there's not.
Those women.
I just said they were stupid, powerful.
Right.
Okay. So that's all I got to say about
good
that.
Time.
I have one other new game that is a shared thing with you that's on my list.
Oh, really?
Pac-Man. Well, not new, but semi-new.
Championship Edition
new
DX.
New to us.
You know what? I actually also played Pac-Man.
Okay. So this is Pac-Man Championship.
Pac-Man CEDX.
CEDX.
CEDX Hyper Ultimate not Extreme confused with Mega Pac-Man Extended CE. Championship Turbo Edition.
So.
Plus.
That game's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I do not like Pac-Man, and I liked that game.
Yeah, I've never.
It was fun.
I like Pac-Man. I'm not a Pac-Maniac or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that game is. It's honestly a little exhausting. It has that
a little bit.
It has that intense. Marvel Capcom insanity, like, oh god, my eyes, they bleed thing. Especially when you go for like the 10-minute one, like you will finish that and just kind of be like, oh, okay, blink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what happened to me is I would build up a huge-ass train. Like, I would be purposely avoiding the power pellets until, basically, the game was like, nope, these are all that's left. You have to do it. So then, of course, I'd chomp one down and just
turn the other way.
You'd, like, just 80 ghosts.
Annihilate a ghost train. Just chomp, chomp, nom, nom. All of them gone. And then, as soon as it ended, suddenly I was flying around the screen about 20 times faster than I was before I picked up that pellet.
Well, did you notice the speed, game speed at the bottom? Yes. How it increases and decreases based on how good you're doing?
Yeah,
like the better you do, the faster it gets. Yeah, it's
yeah,
and the music changes with it too. It's kind of awesome, adaptive music. It's just,
and I love the bullet time mode when you're about to run into a ghost.
Yeah,
and I think that's a genius,
brilliant,
because it helps with the controls.
Yes.
Because, you know, having to play it on an Xbox 360 controller sucks. But that works. Like, they didn't have anything like that in Pac-Man CE, and it was much worse off for it.
Yeah.
Because it was so tough to turn with any sort of preciseness, with the stick. With the D-pad, forget it. And I have one of these silver D-pad transforming controller things. Yeah. It's bullshit. It's just as unplayable with that. It's completely worthless. I tried it with that, and I tried it with Dig Dug, which is another one that needs, like, kind of precise four-way control, and worthless.
Yeah.
But I think that's the smartest thing they did, was make that slowdown, so it's like, okay, I can turn. You know, you've got that little bit of the bullet time to kind of correct things.
Yeah, that, and one of the reasons I have typically hated Pac-Man is because I'm bad at it, and that helps me, like, playing Pac-Man a lot more. It reduces the fuck-up factor by, like, 1,000 times.
It's so easy to go through a game of that without dying.
Yeah.
It's like, that's not the point anymore. The point is
points
to find the basically. Best route to get the best score.
Right.
And I remember when Championship Edition came out, like, seeing it and be, you know, trying the demo, and I was like, okay, yeah, this is kind of a cool new twist on Pac-Man, never ending, you know, this is kind of neat. And, yeah, and I never took the plunge and bought it. I think I borrowed somebody's. It was on that.
I have it on that best
disc.
Of arcade that I got with when I got my arcade model.
So yeah,
after my first Red Ring.
I've played it, you know, and have a few achievements on it, but it never was like, okay, yeah, let's play more Pac-Man. It was just kind of like, yeah, this is a nice evolution of that. This, you know, is unfortunately kind of game changing. You know, it's just it's different, and it's different enough that it's.
And they have so many different maps.
Yeah. I mean, I like playing like the full-on 3D model Pac-Man where he looks kind of like the cartoon character. And yeah, there's a lot in there. And I mean, it's pretty neat. And yeah, what I was ready to take the plunge like 2 weeks ago, and then they announced that it was winning on the poll for what to go on sale on the Xbox.
Yep.
And so I waited So unfortunately, it was weird because like 2 weeks ago, all of a sudden I was just like, I need this game. I don't know why I haven't bought this game.
Didn't T-Strel play the demo and he couldn't even wait?
Yeah.
He couldn't wait. He
bought
immediately
it.
Spent the $10 to get it.
And I wouldn't feel cheated at $10. It's just,
oh, hell no.
At the point, it was just like, it's stupid not to wait. Like, I have patience. I'm old enough. I can wait 2 weeks and buy this, save $5 because I'm cheap. So, yeah, I think it's great and would automatically recommend it for $10.
Yeah, yeah, it's from a person who doesn't like Pac-Man, it's worth buying. It's good.
Like I said, though, it's a small chunk dose game because, like, more than 20, 30 minutes playing that game, you will feel exhausted.
I don't know. I played a decent chunk
of it. Were you just sitting there playing the 5 minute ones, though? Where you had a break?
I played a 10 minute one, and I had some breaks. But, yeah,
that 10 minute one, by the time it was over, I was just like, oh, I could feel my heartbeat just going crazy. And yeah, so.
Well, it's the music and the graphics and everything just gets so freaking intense.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
But yeah, highly recommend that.
So, okay. Yep. I have one more game that I've been playing.
Games.
And I'll keep it short.
Okay.
But I picked back up Prince of Persia, the 2008 one, the Nolan North one with the cell shading.
Wait, really? I didn't know that about it. I haven't actually put it in yet.
Yeah, he's the voice of the prince. This was before he hit
Nolan North Overload. Okay.
Because I think even like in the Giant Bomb review, they just say, hey, this is voiced by the same guy who does Uncharted.
I didn't think you could get more Prince of Nebraska than Jake Gyllenhaal, but unless he does something funky with his voice, that might top it. No? It's like, hi, I'm the Prince of Persia. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to... It's kind of a fun open world platformer type, like, but you can do cool moves, kind of like Assassin's Creed. You can wall run... Well, you know how Prince of Persia plays. Yeah. You get all the fun little moves. So it's really cool in that respect, and it looks really good. And I've been having a lot of fun with it so far. I'm not too far in, and I've heard it starts to get a bit repetitive, but it's one of those games where the dialogue between the two, between him and the princess is so good throughout the game that you hit left trigger to initiate these conversations, and I found myself continually doing it because I actually... genuinely wanted to hear what they were saying to each other, which is very rare in a game. Well, where usually I'm just like,
that's good.
Yeah, let's get where we need to go.
But that's one of the, I mean, that's honestly, it's one of the things that made Uncharted 2 so good for me. In games like that, I generally found myself like, all right, this is scenery, that you're just making me walk through, and there's probably going to be some dialogue, but I would find myself actually walking instead of running, just to hear the conversations going on. So yeah.
Yeah. And that's what this one's like. And I love that it's completely optional. So like if I die and want to have to redo a section or whatever, or not die, I guess I shouldn't say, but if I save and then come back later, I don't have to sit through that again.
Yeah.
I can just skip it.
Okay.
But yeah, I'll definitely have more to say once I beat it. But
well, that makes me interested to finally put the game in that I've had sitting here for months now.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah. I borrowed from somebody that, has yet gone unplayed.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm
yes, you do.
I'm liking it thus far. So I think that's going to be the next game that I beat.
Okay.
And I think I just have one more thing.
All right.
After, I think, Mackie, you gave me the Game of the Year edition of Left 4 Dead like a year and a half ago or something like that.
I think so, yeah.
A long damn time ago. I finally popped that in, installed it, and... played the first episode. Is that what
they
call them?
No Mercy.
Yeah. Is that what they call them? Episodes?
I think so.
Yeah. So I played No Mercy. I've played that one before, but I've never played it solo because Left 4 Dead really isn't a solo game, but I didn't want to play with anybody and it was kind of late at night. And I still have pretty much the same feelings about Left 4 Dead that I think I always have, which are it's pretty cool, but I suck at it, and it's annoying.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun enough, but it's definitely one of those that I have to play with someone else.
That game gets exponentially better with people to play with.
Yeah, yeah. But all in all, you know, I don't know how long it normally takes somebody to run through that on normal, like their first time through. I did it in like an hour and 46 minutes.
That's
seemed like a long time.
Yeah, that seems a bit long, because normally it takes people, like with a good four-player group, it takes around an hour. So I could see having to deal with AI people all the time.
And the fact that I suck.
Yeah, but each one generally takes around an hour.
Okay.
from what I remember the first game.
Well, that's not too shabby, but yeah, that game is, for the faults that I think it has, it's still full of just amazing holy fuck moments. Like at one point I got surrounded by zombies trying to help somebody up, and I had the M16 and I just spun in a circle holding down the trigger.
Did you go, the whole time?
It was pretty late at night.
Oh. So you did it in your head?
It was kind of a gritted teeth, you know, trying not to wake everybody in the house up. And I don't know, there were 20 or so zombies surrounding me. And I just, you know, just whack the analog stick left and hold down the trigger and let fly. And I finally stopped to reload and all but like one of the zombies are down. I was like, yes, I am the fucking master. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, there are more. And then, you know, you get raped again in the middle of reloading. But
And then a tank shows up.
Something like that, yeah. But I need to play that with people. So
I think so.
Also, if there are people out there, I'm just doing a call to game with me this episode, I guess. But if there are people out there that want to play Left 4 Dead 1 with me, hit me up on the Xbox Live. Because I will play it with you.
Sweet.
That is all.
Okay.
Would you like my very quick demolition?
I've got demolition also.
Oh.
So let's do it.
Okay.
I have taught them well.
I have a couple that I can burn through really fast.
Okay.
First off, Bejeweled Blitz.
Bejeweled Blitz.
Fuck you. That game sucks. Ass. Seriously. That game blows harder than anything I've seen on Xbox Live in a long time. Bejeweled.
Now, did you have to match colors?
It's in rows. It's Bejeweled, which we all know. I mean, it's Bejeweled, right? But imagine Bejeweled on crack, where literally you have a minute to play.
Okay.
And instead of like doing what you would normally think, I know they did this to speed it up because it's a speed thing.
Yeah.
But you know, normally when
like
you
a blitz,
normally when you play Bejeweled, it's click on one thing, move it over here, right? Mm-hmm. But now the way you play is you have this little triangle and it turns. And it rotates the jewels in the triangle.
Hexic?
Yes. Yes. Basically, you play it like that. So, you know, I'm not going to claim to be like a fan of Bejeweled, but it's been an old standby for years. It's like, I'm bored. You know, I want to play something semi-Tetris-y, you know, mindless. Like, I've got 5 minutes to kill. Let me play a game of Bejeweled. You know, it is. You know, I'm not going to be a Bejeweled master or anything like that, but this game just takes everything that was kind of fun about that and just says, no, now it's extreme, and it's terrible.
Mm. Well, you know what you can do?
Not buy it.
Play old Bejeweled.
I could. I don't have it on the Xbox or anything. It's to me, it's a flash game thing at best.
Yeah.
And it's not worth spending money. I can...
And you know what? Just play Puzzle Quest instead.
Play anything else. I thought it was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not play that.
Play Hexic.
It's just like Uno Rush. Like, you know, like, Uno is fun. Hexic. Like, Uno is fun. Why would you speed Uno up any faster than it already is? I don't know. I don't like arbitrary time limit things on things that are supposed to be fun. You know, don't make it fast. You know?
No quarters. Endorse no time limits.
I just said I like Pac-Man because it gets crazier and crazier, but it's natural. It's not like... Hey, get in and play this game now. Do this now. Okay, done. You know, I just, no. All right, so that's Bejeweled Blitz. Fuck it. All right, next up, and an equally quick review is Elo Milo. I think I'm saying that. I'm going to say Ilo Milo.
I think it's Elo Milo. Elo that's Milo? The way I've heard Elo it pronounced Milo. Most.
Okay.
Elo.
You know what it is? It's Milo. It's Echo Chrome with a Little Big Planet skin. Hmm. So enjoy that. That's about all I have to say about that. It's not for me. I've never been a big fan of like maze games, and that's all it is. Mm-hmm. So, it's cute, I guess. It's probably something.
I heard the music is pretty good.
It's cool. I mean, it's cute, and I like the world, and you know, blah blah blah. But I could see it being something good for kids. You know, like, hey, kids, problem solving. Kids enjoy mazes. You know, give a kid a maze, it teaches them problem solving. Me, I know how to do a maze. At this point, it's just boring and frustrating. Like. Given enough time, I can solve a maze. It's not really sparking any parts of my brain that I haven't already been fired plenty of times. So,
man, you're bringing the hate.
I don't know. The only reason I even knew about it is it showed up on like the Xbox Live Spotlight poll, you know, best games of the year thing.
Yeah.
And I remember like one of them was like most innovative game, Limbo or Ilo Milo? And I'm like, neither. How about looks cute, but kind of is a boring, crappy game otherwise. Yeah, how about that for a category? So, anyway, that's all my hate for that.
Okay. I had two demos.
Okay. I still got two more, but go ahead.
Oh, my God.
No, dude. Go for it. Break me
first up. One will be quick. First one is Lego Star Wars 3 Clone Wars.
Okay.
I am one of the few people who is a big fan of the Lego
games. The Clone Wars have.
Yeah.
I like the Lego games. I wouldn't say big fan, but...
No, he's like the 1,000 point in Lego Star Wars game
guy. Yeah, I know. I helped him get 50 of those.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, but it's another Lego game, but I did like... They had two levels. One was just exploring inside a ship. Standard, hey, here's one guy, switch to this one to do this, switch that one. I exited that level, tried the other one, which starts out as a vehicle level, which in general in those games, the vehicle levels are the worst. But this one I actually enjoyed because you had to fly to different sections of a giant ship and then land, jump out, do some stuff on an area, then jump back in your ship and do that. So that was like, okay, they're actually doing something new with these a little bit, which was kind of fun. And it looked really nice, but it's pretty much a Lego game. You know what you're getting. I'll wait until it's $20 and then I'll pick that one up, which basically what I've done with all of them. So there was that. And then I downloaded the Dragon Age 2 demo.
Oh, boy.
Did you download the Dragon Age 2 demo?
I most certainly did not.
No.
No.
Okay. You know how you did Bulletstorm and you canceled your pre-order after playing the demo?
Yep.
I have a Dragon Age 2 pre-order right now. And I'm considering it.
Considering canceling it?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me solve that dilemma for you in one word.
Skyrim. I know.
That's the word.
I know, but that's not coming out till like fucking November.
So?
I know.
You haven't finished Dragon Age 1.
Yeah, you...
I know.
Wait and play the good Dragon game. Yeah.
I know.
Okay.
But yeah.
The real Dragon game.
What do you lose by canceling your pre-order? Do you have some shiny, special, limited thing?
Like, basically, they had the edition that had to be pre-ordered and had to be done before, like, January 31st.
Okay.
That gives you a whole bunch of extra stuff, extra missions, all sorts of things.
Okay.
And I'm weird about that stuff.
I'll bet you there will be
super a cheap Skyrim
super awesome pre-order bonus that you can pre-order.
Hey, you know how much my...
You won't have to play Dragon Age.
You know how much my super special, super limited edition copy of Halo Reach is selling for about now?
Yeah, I know.
I think $30.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Yeah. You know what the cat helmet version costs?
But here's the deal. Here's the game is very... They don't do a very good job of putting you into it, but it really does play almost exactly the same as Dragon Age 1 did, from what I could tell. And, you know, it's kind of the same commands that you're using, the same sort of stuff. It just seems a lot faster paced, and there's a lot more enemies at you coming at you at the same time. And at first I thought it was going to be more arcadey, but I was wrong. And basically I crank my way through, okay, here I'm killing this group of guys. Here I talk to somebody. I killed this group of guys. I talk to somebody, kill this group of guys, talk to somebody. And then I got to a big boss fight with an ogre, which I couldn't beat. No matter what I did. Like, four different times I tried it, four different strategies. All of them, he wipes out everyone except the guy I'm controlling at that moment, and then I end up running in circles, throwing fireballs at him, and hoping that I don't die. And saying, you know what? If this is how the whole game is going to be, you can fucking forget it. But if I can't even beat your demo, you have probably done something wrong.
Yeah.
And they also locked out, like, inventory management. They give you a very limited, like, skill tree that you can go through. It's just kind of... It's just like, it's one of those demos where it's like, you guys made a mistake putting this out. And then saying, hey, we'll unlock this item in the game if over 1 million people download the demo. Which I guess they reached, so whatever the hell it was, they unlocked. And now they've got one on Facebook where they're saying, hey, if everybody shares this on their Facebook page, they'll unlock this item in the game. They're trying a lot of weird shit.
Please do not do the stupid social
no, I'm not.
Marketing.
Don't worry.
Not you. I mean, I'm just the games industry. Please do not do this crazy, stupid, really social network heavy bullshit. I don't even want to constrict it to one sort of thing. Just don't.
I will retweet everything if it puts Diablo 3 out this year. I will open up 100 Twitter accounts to do that.
Fair.
For something that I marginally care about, like Dragon Age, don't ask me to go above and beyond anything.
Yeah, well, I just mean, we'll unlock a feature in the game.
I know.
No, fuck you. Just make it available.
Yeah, and I will say I got a beta invite to the Dragon Age Legends Facebook game.
Okay.
That's a piece of shit.
It's a Facebook game. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at least I kind of somewhat enjoyed the Assassin's Creed one, even though in the long term, it's worthless to the actual game, because by the time you get any bonuses out of it, you don't need them anymore.
Right. Yeah, that's the...
But at least I had fun with that
game. The primary problem for this, and I'm not going to go off on much of a rant here, but the primary problem with that is that they go to these companies that design Facebook games, and that's what they do. They design Facebook games, which don't appeal to people that play real games.
Yeah.
You know?
But they tie in-game items being unlocked through these games, which is kind
of nine times out of ten, somebody that wants to play Assassin's Creed or Dragon Age or anything else isn't sitting there playing Farmville or games like that. So, you know, it's
and also the Facebook one, it was all, hey, buy this many crowns for $5, which will allow you to do this and this.
So
and
Zynga made it?
Didn't EA buy them?
Who knows?
I think they might
EA have. EA bought one of them. I don't remember. And I wouldn't have any doubt that that's who they put behind it. At least with Assassin's Creed, it was just like, hey, play it. It'll unlock shit in the game. It's all free.
Right.
And we're not going to
force
you to share it with your friends every two seconds.
It's literally exclusive to that. No, you have officially failed.
No.
Like, it's bad enough to have pre-order, like, retailer exclusive pre-order things that 9 times out of 10 become available later.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you start tying it into, like, hey, you know, create a Joomla account and you can go on and get this thingy. No. Whatever.
Yeah. Newsflash, social networking / media is not that. Yeah. Whatever it is you think it is, it isn't.
True.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay.
You played another game.
I have two more quick demos. This one I think is going to sound negative, but I don't want it to sound too negative. I played the stacking demo finally, and I've been saying this for a while, and it just becomes more and more painfully obvious to me. Tim Schafer, just make a cartoon. Stop making me play games I don't want to play to experience your charming world, because I don't really want to play this game, but I want to see this game. Mm-hmm. I want to, like,
you want to watch somebody.
I want to watch a Tim Schafer cartoon. That's all there is to it. I would read a Tim Schafer comic book or watch a Tim Schafer cartoon. I don't want to play stacking. It's cute. You know, it's just like Costume Quest. It's like, if this wasn't $15 and probably feel kind of tedious to play, I might get it.
Mm-hmm.
As it is at $15 and, like, okay, I kind of get the concept, but I could see how this could get tedious real fast. I don't want to play it. I want to watch it, you know? And sadly, that's how I feel about it.
So you're not looking forward to Once Upon a Monster?
I don't know.
The Kinect game based on Sesame Street?
Maybe. What? I don't know.
Yeah, Double Fine is making a Kinect game. That's a Sesame Street Kinect game.
That's probably perfect for him. That's probably something.
Pre-ordered.
That's probably something that he needs to do. Stacking's cute and it's charming and it's kind of, I don't know how to describe it. You're literally playing Russian dolls and you've got to build up to a certain size before you can take over someone else's body, and then you can use that person to go do something. So it's kind of adventure gaming in a 3D adventure game guise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of like, oh, I've got to go find literally the keymaster to unlock this gate over here, but I've got to go into certain size people and distract them using this person's power. So it's
all sounds very dirty.
It's weird, you know? Yeah, but it's just like, at the end of the day, I kind of don't want to play it. This is like Costume Quest. It's like, it's cute enough, but not cute enough to make me actually want to sit through the game, sadly. Yeah. I mean, major props for coming up with odd ideas like that, you know? And then the whole thing's presented in this weird silent film style. Again, just record some dialogue, people. I mean, it's not that hard. But I mean, I you know, it's like it, at this point, it's like it's cute, and then it like goes, you just did this so you didn't have to pay voice actors, you know? Like, you know, I mean, Costume Quest is like one thing where it's just like that just was screaming to have cute little weird kid voices, and this one's when you've got the, you know, the old silent film text things come up on the screen. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, not for me. It's cute enough, but not for me. And the very last one. This one is the last of my negativity on the demolition round, because I got to be negative on this one too.
All right.
Fight Night Champion. I am a big fan of the Fight Night series. Have been.
Apparently you're not anymore.
Oh, I have been. I mean, I
played. You were, but you're not.
Well, no. I mean, what do you mean? Because of this one?
The last.
I was complaining a little bit about 4, but then I kind of got into it, and it's like. Here's
I don't know. I think you're becoming less of a fan of the series as a whole.
Okay.
Based on your dislike of
this?
These last two.
Okay. Well, no, I ended up liking 4 a lot. I mean, once they fixed the control scheme.
Yes, but you had dislike, so I'm counting that.
Okay. They had to fix the control scheme. Because, all right, I've said this before and I'll say it again. Using an analog stick in whatever crazy super control mode, Tiger Woods, Fight Night, kicking with the football, that doesn't simulate sports action any more than me pushing a button. Okay?
Okay.
You can try to argue with me all day long, but you can't tell me that doing a fireball motion is any more indicative of you doing an uppercut than me pushing B and Y at the same time. It's not.
Well, I know you were against it in Fight Night 3.
I am. And 3, I was against it. 4 forced you into it until the patch. 4 said, you have the stick control and that's all you get. And then enough people bitched about it and they put out a title update and you could switch your controls to back to the button mode. That being said, you can argue that it's more, you know, it's more pro to use that way, but I'll say this, when you had the dual stick thing, one stick moved you and the other stick could modify the way your boxer was leaning. So it actually became a better strategy to use the dual stick for leaning / punching than to use the stick just to arbitrarily punch with whatever hand. This is now once again gone, and it hasn't thrown out the button controls, but it forces no matter what control scheme you pick, that right stick will still be a punch stick. It cannot be your lean stick at all. You've got your left control moves your boxer, and if you hold down like one of your trigger buttons, it becomes a block / lean modifier. So it really takes out a lot of strategy in the game, because the way I played, I would stick and move around, dodge, punch. And now it's like, I've got to move, stop, start leaning / blocking. And instead of being able to move and lean at the same time, you just can't do that anymore.
So what you're saying is you're not going to be getting Fight Night Champion.
Not until they patch some sort of control thing again. I just, EA, why do you feel the need to take, I mean, I know you've got to put out a game every year and shine your helmets and roster updates and all that, but stop totally changing the controls every time you put out a new game. That doesn't entice people that like your games. You have me. I mean, you know, all you can say is like, hey, now you can do this. And as long as you actually innovate the what you can do to control your boxer's career and things like that, that's fine. Stop completely changing the controls every time. And I don't understand why they keep doing this. You know, I mean, Fight Night round one, two, and 3 were pretty much the same game. Then all of a sudden they said 4, we're going to start changing it up. And, you know, now this being 5, more or less, it's just stop, you know,
stop. It's feature creep. They
just keep doing it wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's like, it looks like if you watch the Here's What's New video, I'm like, yes, this looks great. Okay, cool. You got, you know, these kind of cool online things and this and, you know, I'm all behind all of that. And then I get in and actually start playing, and all I keep doing is inadvertently throwing punches because I keep trying to lean I don't know.
Well, I guess it's not for you.
It's just not for me. But like I said, I've loved that series, and I like boxing in general. And when it just seems like when you take away controls and you make it feel more simplified, no, thank you. That's all.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah.
So is it value pick time then?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. I'll go first. I mentioned it earlier, but Assassin's Creed 2. You can get it for like $20.
Okay.
And it's fucking awesome.
I won't argue with that.
It is such a good game, and by far the best one of the series. So, yeah. If you spend $20, you'll get a solid 30 to 40 hours out of it. And I can almost guarantee that you will enjoy those 30 to 40 hours.
So, yeah. Cool. Okay.
I don't know if we've been able to put this on the value picks, because I don't think it had made it down to price yet. But just in case, we replace this with something else. Splinter Cell Conviction is finally down in value pick range.
Yeah, I don't believe we've mentioned it as a value pick yet.
I think if you've listened to the podcast, you kind of know what you're getting with Splinter Cell Conviction, which
you're
is...
You're getting dudes screaming,
Fisher! Fisher! God damn it, Fisher! you're getting a lot of that, and you're getting killing dudes with extreme stealth and also extreme prejudice and also extreme neck stabbing.
And in some scenes, even more extreme prejudice.
Yes, extra extreme prejudice. So, so yeah, there's that. I approve. And if you get it, message me. We will play some co-op or whatever the hell options there are for multiplayer, because I want to get into that too. Basically, if you have a game that I have, send me a message, because I want to do multiplayer. Is my
now you're just coming off as needy. My
story
God.
For this week. No, whatever.
I'm going to ignore all your requests.
Yeah,
you already do anyway.
You had me at one. Now I'm just like, oh, I don't know. He's just be messaging me at 4 a.m.
You guys ignore guys. All my gameplay requests on, anyway. So fuck you. nobody wants to play Burnout with me.
Sorry, dude.
I can't right now. Okay. Yeah, I'm cheating too, because I'm also using something that I mentioned earlier. I'm going to go ahead and recommend Mag. I think at $20, there's a lot of value to be had there. And for it to already be $20 and there's still as many people playing it, I'd say get in now. I think there was some talk of the servers being in danger of going down, because I think whoever originally designed it was having some troubles. But apparently somebody picked up the servers and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So
Massive ass game.
So buy the game new so that you can support the developers.
Or that.
Or buy it used so you can support your local game store.
Do they have any map packs, by the way?
Yes, there's far too much DLC.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's actually two new modes that require DLC, which by the time you buy both of those, you may have spent more than the game itself. And if you're really lazy and you don't want to go anywhere and you want to directly support somebody, you can get it $30, you know, download it to your hard drive, you know, game on demand type of thing, which might be kind of cool as far as load time type of things, but, you know, just go get the disc. But be prepared for some pretty big patches. I mean, not like 13.
It is a PS3 game.
Not like 13 gigabytes kind of patching, but, you know, it probably took me about...
enough.
I think it took me about 45 minutes to get it all installed and patched the first time.
Okay, so that's including install time. Install can take a while.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what exactly it did. It just said, like, you know, we're getting you ready to play and just sit back. So
God damn it, PS3. What's wrong with you?
I don't know if you've been online, but sometimes downloading things takes some time. Yeah.
Yeah, but a console game, dude. Come on.
Yeah, well. Sometimes if you want things that are broken fixed, it takes some time.
It happens.
Yeah.
I don't know. I will not get on this rant again.
Please don't.
Okay.
So I guess that's our episode for this month.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's say that. Call it done.
Yeah. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, noquarters.net or noquarters.net.
Yes.
Obviously website noquarters.net. Mm-hmm. If you want to email us, where my skull at noquarters.net. I can't speak.
Where my skull at noquarters.net.
Yes.
Where my skull?
Put that dot in there.
Or if you don't like typing all that, you can cheap out and use talk. But
talk at noquarters.net.
Yeah. So email us at wheremyskull@noquarters.net.
Exactly. We will not answer other emails. We got a Facebook page. Just search for No Quarters. Join it. Get enough of you joining. I might actually start posting unique stuff on there other than, hey, we got a new podcast.
Right.
Yep. Listen to our other podcast, bmfcast.com, which is kind of awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't forget iTunes. If you're finding us from somewhere else, you can subscribe to us and rate us and all that in iTunes.
Sounds good.
Also, don't forget to support the Gamers with Casts network at gamerswithcasts.com, featuring such fine podcasts as That Video Game Podcast,
TVGP.TV,
TVGP.TV,
For the Love of Gaming,
ForLogPC.com, and many others.
And you can also check check Mackie out on another podcast.
Oh, God. Yeah. For fine.
What? Nothing. Oh, Jesus, God, no. Fuck.
No, but we got this covered.com. We got this covered radio gaming edition is the very easy to say name of the podcast. But if you search for We Got This Covered on iTunes, you'll find it. We Got This Covered's website is a little trickier, but they cover movie news, sports news, just about any kind of news you can think of.
Yes, but that is your weekly thing that is pretty much more dedicated to news, which we kind of blew through and went like, yeah, things happen.
And we have generously lent you to them so that you may do this.
Well, they do let me plug this podcast.
Yes, so that's why we generously lent them to
you. But no, it's fun. I get to talk about news every week. Maybe I'll get you guys on it every once in a while. You never know.
We don't know anything.
That podcast sucks.
We don't know anything.
Yeah, you don't like news.
Nope. We like olds. We like value games. PS2. We like talking about PS2 games. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we talked about Zelda.
Oh.
Last one, because Zelda's 25th anniversary
was last week. Oh, news of olds.
Yeah, okay. So we talked about Zelda games.
Well, maybe BJ and I will make a special appearance the week of Duke Nukem, so...
Oh, yeah, we could... Oh, that'd be nice.
We can record a live segment at the midnight thingy.
Yes, we will do that. Picking so stay tuned for that.
Picking up your Balls of Steel edition.
I will. We can do an unboxing.
We're going to grab our Balls of Steel.
We're going to grab our Balls of Steel. And we can do an unboxing video, sort of like the Pandora's unboxing.
Ooh, only with higher quality video this time.
Yes.
Good deal. All right, guys, let's get out of here, huh?
Alrighty.
All right, I am Mackie.
I'm the Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we will see you next time.